track 4, Nina Nana. ITV Arts editor tells why her greyhound Tommy deserves an Oscar.
We are nearing the end of awards season. I'm pretty sure most of you haven't got it marked in your calendar. Why would you? But in my job as arts editor of ITV News, awards season is a big deal. I'll be heading into my 23rd Oscars for ITN. The majority of those I have travelled to LA for. So I'm there firsthand, seeing all the backslapping, the congratulations, the strained smiles of the losers, and the pure adoration directed at some of the most famous and privileged people on earth. Don't get me wrong, I flippin' love it. But I'm sure, like me, you think about the unsung heroes quietly doing their thing without any chance of global recognition or a gold statuette or a designer frock. Well, I'd like, if I may, to nominate someone who, in my eyes, deserves every award on earth. He has four legs and would never dream of wearing diamonds. He has never walked a red carpet or been interviewed by the BBC. And yet, just by being, our beloved greyhound Tommy has worked wonders on a family in grief. It was a greyhound who helped bring my family to Norfolk from London 12 years ago. We had picked him up on a whim from a greyhound rescue place in Hainford after a weekend in Norfolk. We took Biscuit back home with us to London, but the Norfolk connection had been made. We kept coming back and kept coming back, and then we just moved here, simple as that. We had fallen in love with Norfolk and fallen in love with greyhounds. We were devastated when our darling Biscuit died. And then Tommy, also an ex-racing greyhound, came into our lives. Mimi and I would like to pretend that he was ours and as besotted with us as we were with him. But in truth, he had eyes only for my late husband, Steve. They had a thing going on. He followed Steve dutifully around the house and outside. They seemed to have their own language. It was lovely to see, though of course we were a little jealous. When our darling Steve tragically died 19 months ago, our world was shattered, but so was Tommy's. He would always sleep in his bed at the foot of our own bed, and for almost 3 months after Steve died, I would get out of bed and Tommy would dutifully wait for Steve to get out of his side of the bed. He, of course, was waiting in vain, poor fellow, but he just couldn't understand why his best friend was not getting out of his side of the bed. We would be downstairs, Mimi and I, but Tommy would wait, and he would wait. The day he came downstairs with me was a mixed day emotionally. He had figured out, it seems, that our Steve would not be getting out of any bed ever again. And this is the remarkable thing. Just by being in our presence, calming us, letting us cuddle him, looking at us and communicating with us, that dog has helped Mimi and I to come through some truly difficult months. He is simply the best therapy. All dog owners will know what I'm talking about. They're remarkable creatures. They can fix people. He now does his therapy professionally too. Every week Sue comes to pick him up in her car and off they go. He is an official Pets as Therapy dog for a charity that harnesses the gentle power of these animals to soothe, calm and really help with the mental health of the young and old. Tommy and other dogs visit children's nurseries, care homes, hospitals, supermarkets, schools and universities. He just sits there or climbs onto a sofa. Greyhounds are the couch potatoes of the dog world. And somehow, by just quietly patting him or stroking him, it seems to help people. So, an Oscar for Tommy, please, and every dog like him.